Unit 6, Track 9. Farming in the Sky.
Okay, Ben, so you were working for an international bank. What made you start something crazy like vertical farming?
It all started with an article on Facebook. I was on my way home from work and I read an article on the future of farming and vertical farming very specifically. I was inspired by that and then went on to Professor YouTube and Dr. Google to learn about indoor farming.
Well, I expect not all our listeners are familiar with this new farming concept. So could you explain to us what vertical farming is?
In fact, vertical farming is a new way of producing food. Instead of farming vegetables and other foods in a field or a greenhouse, this method produces food indoors, for example, in a skyscraper, shipping container, or an old warehouse. The main goal of vertical farming is to produce more food per square meter. To reach this goal, crops are cultivated in stacked layers. Instead of soil, hydroponic growing mediums are used. The temperature, light, humidity, and gases are all constantly controlled, and technologies such as rotating beds help improve lighting efficiency.
Why this passion for farming?
I felt that this was my opportunity to do something that would make a difference. Farming, we know, is a problem right now. We are trying to bring in automation and improve the ways that we're using machinery. The thing that we can't improve is land usage, so vertical farming can solve this problem. Growing our kale indoors, we're 127 times more efficient than traditional farms per square foot.
You have no background in agriculture. Did you not think of the risk you were taking when you started the business?
Absolutely. And to be completely frank, for the first 6 months, it just didn't work.
So your first project was to try to grow kale, a crop known to be difficult to grow, in a place like Singapore. It is usually imported from overseas. Why kale?
Kale is a superfood. It actually has 3 times the nutritional value of, say, lettuce. We have to focus on products that get us a high profit margin in order to break even on the cost.
Increasing the yield in vertical farming is all about maximizing the space with more growing racks, isn't it?
Absolutely. We need to maximize not only the space, but also the electricity that we need. We haven't reinvented the wheel with indoor farming or vertical farming. We've simply optimized it.
So in June, you launched the first locally and vertically grown strawberries. How did you make such a breakthrough?
Just by trying and by thinking big. We know Singaporeans love strawberries. Why can't Singaporeans have local strawberries all year long? With indoor vertical farming, we can make this happen.
So how long did it take you to get it right?
It actually took about 3.5 to 4 months.
Really? Well, we have to take a quick break now, but don't go away, anybody. We'll be right back with more.